Why but compare? I spent all this time trying to play now and find my way here. See, I've been having me a real hard time, but it feels so nice to know I'm gonna be alright. So I just kept dreaming. Yeah, I just kept dreaming. It wasn't very hard. I spent all this time trying to figure out why nobody on my side. See, I've been having me a real good time, and it feels so nice to know I'm gonna be alright. So please don't take my feelings.
Hello, everybody. This is Terrible Tunes, and I'm Steven, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hello to all those tuning in right now, and all those who are listening tomorrow morning or whenever it is. I know all my fans are out there. Unfortunately, this week, Kobe is not here because it is coming to the time where people are going home for Thanksgiving, as crazy as it is. They're skipping class Monday and Tuesday, but they are. So, yeah, it's me, and then got Lars in the studio with me. He's over there. Maybe he'll tune on at some point. But that last song was This Feeling by Alabama Shakes from the Sound and Color album. I like that one. I think I've played it on the radio before, but it's been a while. So tonight's show is, I don't have a title for it in a specific capsule, but a few days ago, I mean, I might have just been this weekend, maybe on Friday, I was hanging out with my girlfriend and we were listening to some music, and that listening, the songs we were playing and that music just inspired me today to put this theme and general vibe of music on. I was also thinking that this is a funny way to describe it, but this is the type of music that I put on if I'm driving around with my family in the car or something. Music that will probably please everyone. And I also really enjoy, so yeah. Next up, I'm going to play for you Snowshoes by a band called Camp. I don't know that band very well at all and just recently found this song, but I wanted to explore them more because they kind of remind me of Mount Joy, who I really like. And that is Camp with 2 A's, C-A-A-M-P. Here we go. Snowshoes. Enjoy.
I hope you know if I go there, that I'm going there for you. If I go there, I won't be coming home real soon. We could laugh, we could shout, sing a song, get it all out, or we could whisper. We could dance, run about, you keep staring at each other's mouths. Boy, go on, kiss her. All the things she do, it's all the things she does, it's all the things she do, it's everything she does. I think there might be snow there this time of year. You'll bring your snowshoes, and I'll bring the beer. We could laugh, we could shout, sing a song, get it all out, or we could whisper. We could dance, running about, you keep staring at each other's mouths, boy, go on, kiss her. It's everything she does, it's all that we've been through, the things that make us us. Go on, get it now.
Cause it ain't it for now, man. for a sign. Another wasted afternoon. Maybe even though the thought is on my mind, don't mean that I won't see it soon. Cause it ain't it for now and then. It'll always help me find my way again. So won't you roll on, sweet baby, roll on. Roll on, sweet baby, roll on. Keep on rolling, sweet baby, roll on. Lead the way again.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, that Lost Song is a fun story, for me at least. I found that song in my, I think, Discover Weekly about a month ago, and liked it, and I haven't really listened to it since. And then I put it on earlier today. I was looking for songs on the playlist, and it sounded quite familiar. So I went to the band, which is the Little Willies, that was Roll On. I don't know if you know them, I didn't. But the lead singer is Norah Jones, and I'm sure the majority of people listening know who Norah Jones is, so that's pretty cool to have that little overlap. And it's me and Lars were just talking about it, but it seems that her solo stuff overlap with this group a lot. So I had no idea that she was in the group, but now I do, and I'm going to check out more of their music. But on that note, before we continue to the next song, the title Roll On did instill some thought into my mind. It is that time when we are deciding classes tomorrow morning. Both me and Larson and all of the people in arts and science has got to pick their classes. And honestly, I've been kind of struggling recently with the fact that it feels like a lot of college is just about rolling through classes, rolling on, getting your credits, and there's not much appreciation of, or like enjoyment, not even enjoyment, but just soaking up of what you're learning. And sometimes I feel that most people are here strictly to get the credits and doing the least they can to get through, even though we're in a fortunate place where we go to one of the better schools in the country with like great resources and have lots of things to appreciate in that. So I don't know, I'm just trying to figure out how I can best enjoy my time here, even though in this society you're surrounded with by so many people who don't have that same outlook. Something I've been thinking about. Maybe I'll continue back on that note a little bit later. I definitely had some thoughts I wanted to share tonight, but they're not all throwing into my mind at the right moment right now. Next up, we have a song by Whitney, Nothing Remains, from the album Spark. I haven't listened to this song a ton, like a lot of the songs on this playlist tonight, but I definitely like it and I'm excited to hear it again. Maybe sing along a bit. So enjoy. See you in a bit.
See the sun peeking through the sky. your tender sweet love, and you're my one and only woman. The world needs a bitter taste in my mouth, girl. You're the only one that I wanna be around.
Alright, that last song was Coming Home by Leon Bridges. Maybe, and I've definitely said maybe my favorite artist multiple times with multiple artists in the last month, but he may be my favorite artist. I just think he has an amazing voice, he has an amazing style, and there's a good diversity amongst his music, which you'll notice in the next song from this one, and there's a slightly different vibe. I don't know, I just appreciate that. I appreciate some change up, some dynamics, and making your music not all the same. There's obviously bands that I do like that. Like Still Woozy, I think, is a good example. I love Still Woozy, and their music does all sound very similar, which I think is fine sometimes if you find your niche sound and you're just really good at it. But it's fun to find someone who can have multiple sounds that are still niche to them, you know? It's a little bit more impressive, I think. But yeah, I'm joined on air here with Lars. Want to say what's up?
Good evening, everybody. My name is Lars.
he's a show host himself as well.
Shorts in the club every other Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. Gets pretty rowdy in here.
What kind of stuff are you playing?
I haven't had a ton of shows this semester, which is a little bit of a shame, but last week I played a fair amount of Dire Straits. And then I did a lot of reggae, too. It's a pretty chill session.
I like some reggae.
Yeah.
And the people in before us were playing some reggae.
Yeah, that was good. And then Alex, too, hosted Desperate Hours.
Mm-hmm.
2-hour show every Thursday. Very much worth listening to.
That's your guy?
Yeah.
All right.
He is my guy.
Maybe I'll check it out.
He's a nice guy.
But anyways, well, we were reflecting in the room a bit on what I was saying earlier, and it shifted to more of a relevant conversation because it is coming up on Thanksgiving and it's a good time to be grateful for stuff. And I was saying how sometimes I find that people here, especially people who are so privileged as we are, really don't appreciate or are grateful for enough. And even the people who are grateful, like I think of myself as a grateful person, I'm definitely not as grateful as I should be relative to what I have, you know? So it's a good time to just reflect and think about things that are making you feel good. Think about things that are supporting you through the way. There's so many different layers you can dive into. And I also think I've realized recently that everyone is going to want what they don't have. No matter what situation you're in, no matter who you are, you're just going to want that curly hair. If you have straight hair, you're going to want to go to a different school. If you go to this school, like, you're always seeing things that could be better because we like to fantasize in our mind a bit. But if that's the case, if you're always wanting something that you don't have, then you might as well just appreciate what you do have and enjoy the moment, because it's not like you'd be happier if you were there and you'd be wanting what you had before, you know? You'd be wanting something new. So I think it's okay to not necessarily think that you're in the most ideal situation ever, because that's not possible. You know, there's always going to be something that could be better in the world, could be slightly better. So just be grateful for your friends, your relationships, your parents, all that, your siblings, your academics, wherever you are, whatever you have, there's something worth appreciating, you know? So take that note going to Thanksgiving. We're going to continue with my favorite artist and listen to Sho Nuff. S-H-O space N-U-F-F. One that I've been getting pretty into recently. Hadn't enjoyed as much in the past, but I'm seeing a new appreciation for. Here we go. Enjoy.
Standing in the doorway, silhouette on the wall, connected to your body, physical and spiritual world. And you know what I need for my crowds and my feet. Oh, please, baby, please, before I fall to my knees, tell me how you like. I just wanna try. But provided you got me excited, but don't rush, that's that feeling I need more of. Showing up, babe, don't rush, that's that feeling I need more of. Showing up, babe. Say my name, say my name. Let it roll off your tongue. This is what it feels like when two become one. And I know what you need, from your crown to your feet. Oh, please, baby, please, I'm down on my knees. But don't rush, that's that feeling I need more of. Show me. That's that feeling I need more of. Showing up, babe. Showing up, showing up, babe. Showing up, showing up. Tell me how you like. I just wanna try. Tease me, but provide. You got me excited. But don't rush, that's that feeling I need more of. Showing up, babe. But don't rush, that's that feeling I need more of. Showing up, babe. Showing up, showing up, babe. Showing up, showing up, babe. Hanging on to every minute. And I don't ever want it to end. When it's over, start to miss it. And then I just want you again.
missing education, but I can see right through a powdered face on a painted fool. Let me slip through.
Let me slip through.
Why you tryna hold me back?
Aye.
I'm just tryna move up front, little more of this, little less of that.
Can you feel me?
Let me come through.
Let me come through.
I'm tired of being in the back.
Aye.
I'm just tryna move up front, little more of this, little less of that. Yeah. Oh. They tell me I was born to lose, but I made a good, good thing out of bad. Styling grace and watch the ankles break. Whoa, whoa. I know you wish I would fade away, but I got more to say. Lord, they pray.
It is 1:31 a.m. going on 45 seconds here at 91.5 WOFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's PSA time. This is Be a Hero. Blood. The need for blood is constant. Your single blood donation to the American Red Cross can help save up to 3 lives. Wow. Be a hero. Donate blood. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule your appointment. This has been a public service announcement from 91.5 Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you so much. Well said. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
Donate blood, people. Give back to the community. It's great. Thank you. So that was Bad Bad News by Leon Bridges from his Good Thing album, which has one of my arguably favorite songs, Beyond, on it. And next up, we're going to have a little bit of a shift. I always try when I make a playlist to have it gradually go from one to something else. Normally that's going from softer to gets a little more energy filled and then it goes back down, tapers out. Today it's kind of going from more acoustic soft to more instrument and bassy R&B/soul in the middle, and then going back into the acoustic towards the end. I think it's a fun rotation. So next up we have one of my favorite artists, Erykah Badu. This song is called And On from Mama's Gun. Enjoy.
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Now on and on and on and on. Wake the fuck up, cause it's been too long. Say, wait a minute, queen, what's your name? See, I be the gypsy flipping life game from the right brain. Ascension maintained, rolling through like a burning flame.
Like a supernova star,
she be the light when they in the dark morning.
Ooh,
the moon passed.
as the sun, four constellations start forming across up in the sky. But everybody wanna ask me why.
Why good do your words do if they can't understand you? Don't go talking that shit, Badu, Badu. What good do your words do if they can't understand you? Don't go talking that shit, Badu, Badu.
Sam, I see sick of that.
Watching me,
baby,
watching
come.
Me.
Oh, so baby, won't you sing a song?
All right, that last song was Shut Up, My Mom's Calling by Hotel Ugly, my bad. But yeah, I liked it. A lot of people have recently shown me that song. I'm not going to go through the list because it's extensive. One of which was my sister, which is kind of fun. Next up, we are going to start shifting back into what I was saying before, more folky, acoustic-y. I mean, there's still probably electric guitar involved, but it's more chill. It's more end of the night kind of thing. Right now, we're going to bed soon. We both have to get up for class and class registration tomorrow morning, which is exciting, but I want to get that sleep first. So we have four more tunes for you tonight. I hope that you can enjoy each and every one. This next one is from The Brook and the Bluff, and it's called Off the Lawn. I don't think I've played it before, although I have definitely played The Brook and the Bluff as they opened for Mount Joy a month ago now at the concert I went to, which was great. I was just looking at both Leon Bridges and Erykah Badu, and it's all these different artists, because on Spotify now you can see where their majority of listeners are, and I was honestly pretty surprised that, I mean, it makes sense. Almost all these artists, their biggest listeners are, population is in London. I mean, it's a huge city, but London must just be a music hub. And then for Leon Bridges, I was surprised that the number two was also not in the US. It was Sydney, Australia. And then three was LA, four was Melbourne, and five was Chicago. So that, I'm pretty sure Leon Bridges is from the US. I could be wrong, but that's cool that he's, and impressive that he's expanded so far. Let's go on. Off the Lawn by The Brook and the Bluff from their album First Place.
And I'm gone. I never think about what went wrong.
I never think about you at all.
Oh my God, how I'd fall right into your arms. I'm stepping over what went wrong. Three steps and I'm gone.
have to, don't want to take that. I need you.
Alright, that was Roly Poly by Mount Joy. Speaking of Mount Joy, from their album Orange Blood. Looking at the clock here, we've got 11 and a half minutes left. I have two more songs lined up. I'm trying to think if I have anything else I wanted to... I was definitely thinking a lot earlier about what I wanted to say on the show tonight. I guess I said a lot of it, but... yeah, I don't know. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving break. It's definitely time for a break, I've noticed. People getting a little bit more on edge recently around each other, and just socially everyone needs a break. And at the same time, academically, I'm feeling worn out. I'm sure a lot of people are feeling worn out. I'm having a hard time motivating to do the rest of the work that I have. My perception teacher, active call out, decided to make a huge project due the day after Thanksgiving, which I have not yet started. So my plan is to do it. I want to do it before I go home, which is in 2 days. So I don't know if that's enough time. I'll give it a shot. I feel like for some reason all my teachers decided it's on the most amount of work they ever have for this week. And so I'm just, today I did work all day. And I'm planning on doing the same tomorrow and Tuesday. And then hopefully Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I can kick back, put my feet up, watch Netflix. Eat lots of chicken or turkey.
Chicken. Eat chicken on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, not chicken. Eat some turkey. Although I honestly don't really like turkey that much. Do you like it?
I feel like it's not the kicker of the evening. I mean, it's like, it's definitely...
cornbread is the kicker, no?
Oh, green bean casserole, man.
Green bean casserole. Yeah. I don't think I've ever had a green bean casserole.
Like Campbell's cream of mushroom soup on top and like the French's dried onions. Just to die for.
That's actually interesting. I guess... everyone has their own, you know, everyone has their own Thanksgiving foods and traditions. I don't even know if I could say all the things that we have. I feel like we have a lot of stuff. the last few years, we haven't done them at my house, which is normally what we do, and we've gotten a lot of takeout, catered stuff, and then maybe made chicken, turkey.
Pie.
I don't know. I'm not the cook in the family, so I'm not particularly involved. Although I do want to get back into cooking some more. I've been looking forward to that.
Make some pie, dude.
Exactly. That would be great. My favorite thing to cook is stir fry. Just kind of fun. It's artistic. My dad's good at it, so it inspires me to do it as well. But maybe I should learn something else. So yeah, the next song, I think I've only heard it fully through once, but I really liked it. My girlfriend showed me it. It's called The Bottom of It by the Fruit Bats from their album Gold Past Life. I want to check out this band. I think it's a band. Check them out more afterwards. And I'm going to come back on to say goodbye after it before we run into the last song, which I'm excited about too. But it's been a great show. I'm realizing that I honestly think, even though I love hip-hop, this more chill genre just speaks to me more, and I feel that I can listen to it at more times of the day, and I never have to pull my headphones off because it's just a bit much, you know? But I do love hip-hop too, but it's nice. I feel like often on the show I don't, maybe not often, but often I don't get a chance to play just a soundtrack like this. It's fun. It makes me inspired to do more subs in the morning hours when you can't play explicit music, because then it just takes out all the opportunities to play that stuff anyway, so you just have to play more family-friendly tunes, you can say, which is nice. So yeah, The Bottom of It by the Fruit Bats. See you in 3 minutes. It's that time of the night. This is Terrible Tunes with Steven, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was The Bottom of It by the Fruit Bats. Next up, to send us out, I Got Love by Bobby Oroza, with a whole list of people featured on it that I'm not going to read because it's cut off and I don't know by heart, unfortunately. But yeah, this should perfectly time us out to end at 2. It's been a great night. Thanks for listening in. I hope you took something away from some of the things I was commenting on. If not, that's alright too. Hope you just enjoyed the music. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, everyone. Enjoy your break. Good luck on registration tomorrow if you're a student here at Tufts in the Arts and Science School. And yeah, I'll see you next Sunday. I'll be here after Thanksgiving. I'm excited to get back on air with you all. Gonna miss it. Enjoy this next one. See you all in a week.